This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfectly clear when you're a guest in my home. You gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Welcome to I Said No Gifts. I'm Bridger Weiniger. We're in the backyard. I now own 400 garbage bags that my dad accidentally sent me from Costco. Costco will not take them back. This isn't an anti-Costco intro. I'm not a member, and they would not take back the 400 garbage cans. So those are now just, not garbage cans, garbage bags. They're garbage bags, and they're 45-gallon garbage bags. So those aren't ones I can use in my home. Those would fit one of those garbage cans on the street. So if you're interested, reach out. I've got 400 of them, and it's about 70 pounds of garbage bags. That's my life. That's what's going on with me. I'm very excited about today's guest. I love her. I think she's so fantastic. It's Alana Johnston. Alana, I'm sorry to bring this up, but it was a stressful situation.
Basically, there's a couple things we need to talk about. One, I'm in for the bags. You're going to sit here. First of all, we've been chatting for so long, and you didn't bother to mention you had free bag giveaway. And you're going to sit here, first of all, you give me this water. I'm like, could have used the bags. You could have put the water in the bag, and I could be having 70 gallons of water.
I'm saving the fireworks for the podcast.
I'm saving the big guns for the podcast. It was my the huge giveaway.
I can't tell that off mic. Oh, God, what a waste. That's why this is such a hit.
Because look at this reaction. You are like, I am elated. You can't see my face, guys, but I am smiling like I haven't in years.
She's floored.
Just because of the free bag.
She's shaking.
Okay, let's talk about me getting here.
Yes, please, because we started talking about this, and then you revealed something to me that I thought was an interesting thing for me. You said, because you had a hard time getting here.
First of all, let's clarify. I live so close to you, and it was only...
Next door.
It was only... Yeah. I live so close to you, but for some reason, it only took 4 turns to get here. Yeah, I had 4 turns on my GPS to get here, and I botched 2 of them. That's 50% of my turns.
That's a lot of turns. So how many turns did you actually end up taking?
Oh, anywhere from 8 to 10. I mean, it was bad. Because basically, first of all, getting out of... I'm in Frogtown area, so getting out of where I was on Riverside, they're zooming.
Okay. Right,
I'm sitting there trying to make a left like an idiot.
You're not making a left on...
Yeah, people are driving past me going, good luck.
It's freeway speeds.
Yeah, stopping in front of me to block me. Aggressively stopping. So that takes me minutes.
Right, right.
And this is precious minutes. And I left, get this, with a 5-minute buffer.
Wow.
I left at 10:45. You're 10 minutes from me.
Right. So you gave yourself a nice bit of gravy.
I did. And I got here at 11:04. So 19 minutes.
That is a sweaty drive. I would be panicking.
And keep in mind, my AC doesn't work. Oh. So I am sweating.
You look so great walking up.
Well,
you look fresh as a daisy.
Well, it's because I knew about the bags. I thought to myself, this is going to be a good day.
There have got to be some garbage bags at the end of this.
I saw a pile of bags and I thought, how do I get my grubby little hands on those? But then it was like, then I get to your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of twists and turns here. Come
it
on.
It becomes very,
little, tiny,
it's a
narrow
labyrinth.
Streets,
it's
right?
a labyrinth.
So I make on a very clearly marked street a wrong turn. Very clearly marked. Can't stress that enough. Won't say because I don't want to give away your location, but it was. So I make a wrong turn. And then I'm on all these little narrow side streets where the cars can only park on one side.
Yes, yes.
Those are very scary because then a car comes and you're like, oh my God,
of
where
course,
do I go?
There's only room for one.
There's only room
You've
for
one. You've got to pull into driveways or...
you or give up.
They
leave
do not
car.
Make sense as streets.
No, they don't because I'm like, how can anyone... Who created this for a horse and buggy? Who for just bicycles? Who created
motorcyclists.
It? Yeah, just motor. This is a motorcycle town. We know this. So I'm making all these turns. I'm freaking out. And then here's where the 4-minute turn delay comes from. I get to the main street. I need to be back on here. This one I for real won't reveal. I get, and I'm making an unprotected left. Guys, I know what you're thinking. We're just talking about driving. No, we're not. We're talking about taking your life in your own hands. And what are you going to do with that? Responsibility on a left turn. Because I'm not a good driver.
Oh, you're,
I'm not
you're
dangerous
speaking
to
a...
you. Yeah, I'm not dangerous to all the rest of you.
Right.
It's that I'm nervous. And that mm-hmm. can make for not the best driving.
Soul sisters. Yeah,
there we go.
You know,
like,
we're connected.
You can't, for example, if you have to make on that turn a fast left, because I'm nervous, I don't have the speed to do that.
Right.
So, and I'm in a 2000 Toyota Echo vintage, however you want to look at it.
A dainty car.
Just a beautiful car, like a button.
The Echo is like a cute little button.
Oh, no, you could put it on a shirt, walk away for the day. So my car is doing this new thing where it won't excel past like 55.
Oh, boy.
Period.
Oh.
You know the movie Gone in 60 Seconds?
Of course.
I'm going 0 to 100 in 100 minutes flat. It's 1 mile a minute is where I'm going.
The length it's of a bad. Feature film.
Yeah, it's bad. It's Fast and the Furious 11 is going to be about me. Too slow to handle. They're like, she can't be going this slow. We're in a car chase. So that was me getting here 4 minutes late, not happy because right. I am always on time. This you must know.
Well, look, this is something also that you and I may have in common. I used to be always on time until the pandemic. And then my sense of time has vanished. My sense of geography is gone.
And you didn't get it back.
I'm constantly a couple minutes. I used to be right on time in a way that I was like, everyone's going to feel bad because I'm the first person here.
Oh, my God. I'm always the first person there to the point where I'm sitting in my car waiting to go in.
Seething.
Seething. Furious with my garbage bags, which I use for the carpool lane. I just stack them up like a person in the passenger seat.
That's a great idea. That is,
you take one out, you stuff it like a scarecrow. You stuff
yes.
it.
Costco did me a huge favor.
Costco has saved us all. Thank you. You said your father?
My dad accidentally sent them to my house.
And
you know, because of online
so he
automatic.
He had to reorder for him.
He had to order more bags because initially he said, will you send them back to me? And I was like, yes. But then it started to occurred, I think, to both of us, that probably would have cost hundreds of dollars.
No, absolutely.
So he said, just keep the bags.
Nor would they send it for you. Too suspicious.
Way too suspicious.
You think anyone's going to let you ship those
bags? No. Not that many garbage bags.
One too
You've
got to
have a license.
Friend. You're not going to pull one on me.
Now, this is... we're going to keep talking about this because your car... Are you letting the GPS person talk to you?
Yes.
That stresses me out in a way that I can't even wrap my head around.
Okay, but here's why they have to talk to me. Because I don't have one of those phone holders. It's so old, none of them will go to my vents. You know that phone holder and you stick your phone to it? So I can't see. And
but they've
I don't...
got the plunger one.
You mean the, like from WeatherTech, the cup holder one?
No, there's the one that like sticks like a little...
No, car gets too hot, melts off.
Oh,
the amount
kidding.
I've had, I just had to buy 2 new ones. I keep buying them, but they melt off. I have one of those window covers. I just had to put it in. Another thing that delayed me, that was 20 seconds, an extra 20 seconds to get in here. But it was like, it's like... They melt off. It's a nightmare.
My God.
So I can't see, and I don't want to pick up my phone. I don't like holding my phone. I'm really not text and drive.
That's difficult as well.
Yeah, so I have to have the robot talking to me.
How about we create one that like dangles from your rearview mirror?
Well, that's safe. And you know what? Actually, you are right. I should be doing that because of safety.
Kind of like a fuzzy dice situation, but it's just a phone
turning.
Twirling around and you're like hoping.
This is why I keep making so many wrong turns.
You're extremely dizzy.
Going around
nauseous.
And around. But yeah, that's the deal. Now, can I keep talking to you? I want to talk about this pandemic false recovery.
Of course.
We're calling it a false recovery.
It is a false recovery.
Well, you did not recover. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
I simply haven't recovered.
Okay. Let's relate, for starters, lost all sense of time. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all did. We can relate to this. Not being on time because there was nowhere to go.
Right.
So
just being at home.
There was no traffic. You didn't have to plan ahead.
Right.
Right?
You could leave four minutes
before. Oh my God, here we go. I could have got to your house in 30 seconds and rolled. No car necessary. Rolled. So that, okay, fine. That's 2 years of that.
Right.
Let's call it 2 years.
Right.
Right. Then things open. The traffic is back with a vengeance, might I add. People forgot how to drive.
People are dying to drive and they're bad at it.
Dying to drive and they're bad at it. And at least you and I are honest.
Yes.
So for the nervous drivers like us, this is now even scarier
mm-hmm.
than when you first move to LA and see the driving of it all. Right. You know what I mean? So, because I'm from Canada. Are you from here?
I'm from America's Canada, Utah.
Here we are. Okay.
So
this is the first news to me. okay, Utah. Yeah. And I've been saying that. America's Canada.
It's very much in a lot of ways outside
of. Isn't it huge?
It's a lot of very polite people also.
Okay, but
culturally
can I,
that
can
way.
I ask the landscape of it all? Is there a lot of emptiness? Because Canada
there's
has
a lot of emptiness.
Then you kind of are that because we have a lot. It's Canada's so big, but a lot of it's empty. It's forced and this
right.
and that. And healthcare, we have
condensed. Situations obviously very different.
Yeah, in Utah, I'm giving out free healthcare.
You're the one giving it.
It's just
you go
me.
On weekends. And...
It's not Doctors Without Borders. It's People Without Borders. I don't have the degree. So it's just me. But, okay, so we're here. We're 2 years. So when you first moved to LA, the driving is intimidating.
Oh,
now
it's so
worse.
Intimidating, yes.
Now
because
it's worse.
Because everyone, no one, they don't care if they live or die anymore.
No, they really don't.
Every driver.
Well, we're all actors. What do we care?
Your death
We're
wish.
On strike anyways.
Yes, exactly.
What the fuck do we care?
Kill me.
Yeah, I'm out. So the thing now that I want to talk about is the no recovery. What are some things, we know being on time is out. We've lost that.
It's gone. I'm 2 to 5 minutes late every appointment.
What are some other things, and I'll say two, we can go back and forth, that you did not recover from?
Oh, God. Let's see. What have I not recovered from? I got over hand washing. I'm back to probably...
My hands are too dry.
Oh, yeah. The hands got
well,
too dry.
Well, you and I, looks like we have the same
yeah,
kind of skin.
We can't be washing
can't,
too often. You
got
to moisturize.
It's not good for you. You're going to crack. You're going to get bleeding.
Uh-huh.
It's not good for you.
Yeah, not good for you.
No.
So I was able to deal with that. What other leftovers do I really have?
Okay, I'll do one.
Yeah, I want to hear some... Spark my imagination.
No stamina for working out.
Oh,
I used to be able to hardcore work out weights, this, that, because
right.
I got so depressed in the pandemic, like
right.
everyone, and we couldn't go outside, really, except, you know, those little health walks or whatever.
Oh,
they were,
the
wellness
health walks
walk, yeah, whatever they were called.
Too much.
Too much. But then it was like, I stopped working out as much. I gained some weight. That's fine. Who cares? But I lost the stamina
right.
when I did get back into working out. And I find even my breathing isn't the same.
You haven't recovered at all. Did you ever have COVID?
I did have COVID, but I never got long COVID.
Okay.
Like, I actually, my COVID was pretty easy because get this, a week before I had gotten the booster, cruised.
Oh,
it works.
Wow.
I didn't even know I had it. And it wasn't like asymptomatic.
Wow.
It was like my nose was a little runny because it was rain. It happened to be raining that day. You know, sometimes the weather, it can like mess up your sinuses.
Right, right.
So I was like, you know what? I'll take a COVID test just because whatever. Had it, test positive, next day, totally fine, running nose gone, was still positive for 10 days, didn't feel a fucking
wow.
thing. Can
Magic.
You believe it?
Magic.
Magic
of vaccines.
So it's not long COVID, it was inactivity.
Right.
And even the breathing, I forgot how to like properly breathe in a workout.
And you feel like you can't get it back.
I feel like I can't get it back. I also have still some of the excess weight. That's going to make it harder.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's not, I'm not sitting here being like, aim ugly. That's not what I'm
you
saying.
You look incredible.
Thank
you're,
you.
You're truly glowing right now.
Well, the bags. So, but like, it was just one of those things. It's fine to have the extra weight. Whatever, I'm older. I'm 39. It's like we kind of, it
we're all getting older.
Yeah, it slows down a little bit. Who cares? I truly don't. But I think I'm my because I don't have the stamina, I'm having a hard time losing that weight. Because I'm carrying that weight, it's making it harder for me to exercise. Right?
And this is the other thing we should mention. I guess it's still the pandemic, which is a nightmare.
Just to full disclosure to everybody, I COVID tested this morning, woke up with a bit of a runny nose, thought I had it already gone. But in my, because I was coming in person,
right.
I was like, so I better test. Yeah, I was like, I better test because it's madness now.
Right.
Like it's
kind of,
it's back.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's back in the spotlight. It's been hiding in the shadows and now
it's like a saga and now we're on like movie two. So it's like, we're on like movie
19 and people are like, I'm done with this franchise.
Not to bring it back, but it is the Fast and Furious of medical issues.
Yes, they've lost track of what people enjoyed about it.
We have no plot. We've got nothing. Vin Diesel heavily involved.
Too involved at this point.
Sick of him.
But what I was going to ask you is what sort of exercises have you tried doing?
Okay. First thing I got back to, hiking.
Oh, okay, right.
But we're in a heat wave.
Ooh,
so I'm going in the morning.
Hot.
It's too hot. I'm going in the morning. By the time I'm home, let's say seriously 9:30, 10 o'clock, and that's me going late, I can't breathe. I mean, wow. I'm dying out there.
Oh
my sunscreen has melted off. You know, I mean, I'm wearing sunscreen now, and I thought we'd be in the shade, and I still put sunscreen on.
Right, of course you
for
have
the drive.
To. You never know.
You have to. You never know.
You never know.
We could have been outside, mm-hmm. whatever. But it's like hiking, because I wanted to get back outside. I was kind of losing my mind. Another thing, I used to run. I've started walking instead.
That's a nice, I mean.
It's not bad.
It's a good intro.
It's a good intro, and the running is hard on your knees.
Right.
And then when you have extra weight. So let's not.
Running
Toy
to me
this.
Is a non-starter.
You know,
I can't imagine why I would ever run.
I used to love it, and it's lost it for me. I like the walking. I can enjoy my music more. Right. I can be on a phone call if I need to. Mm-hmm. It's just more enjoyable to me.
Do you like a stationary bike? An exercycle?
No, I don't.
You don't like it? Why don't you like that?
Well, it hurts my crotch. I was going to come up with an excuse, but it just hurts my crotch.
I mean, that's understandable.
It is. Like, I went to a spin class. I went home to Toronto to see my family, and I went to a spin class with my siblings. And because my sister-in-law was like, let's go. It'll be so fun. And, you know, the music's awesome. The teacher's so inspiring. Mm-hmm. You should have seen this guy. He was incredible. But I was in pain for days. For days. And I was
and not
like,
in the way of...
Not in the fun. And you don't even want to have sex. You're in so much pain.
What a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. And this was like 4 days.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm out. I'm just out. For what?
Put a pillow on it or something.
Just tape a pillow down. And
just
honestly,
give me a minute.
I've
got to rope this pillow to the
seat. No, you're right. I have not been thinking clearly about this.
I would like to like the bike, but the rock climbing gym I go to has a small little like kind of bare bones gym. I love you. Maybe that's what you should come with me.
Here we go.
I'm going to take you with me. But they have a little bike there. Like they have a little gym. So I was like, oh, I'll go try the bike. There was somebody sitting next to it and I didn't know how to operate the bike. And instead of figuring it out, I just forced it. And it was one of the most painful experiences of my life. No idea how to use
those
the machine.
Bikes. They got to be measured. You got to do the air pump thing of how hard the level is.
See,
it's a whole thing.
It's too much.
It's way too much. Let's get back to the rock climbing. Did you do this previous to the pandemic?
No, this was right as we were coming out of maybe 3 months after vaccination.
So you had a positive pandemic thing, like a post-pandemic. Like we're talking about stuff that we lost. This is a gain.
This is a gain. And I'll tell you the reason I was able to maintain any level of ability to exercise. And this is kind of a throwback for this podcast. I used to talk about this nonstop. I bought a video game called Ring Fit Adventure.
I know this.
You know it?
I know it.
Have you
with
played
the,
it?
With the circle
yes.
thing and you like and you pulse it and you do like
yes.
squat things within your thighs. My brother has it.
It's incredible. Like during lockdown, it was my only means of exercise.
I bought Zumba, Nintendo Switch.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. You got it. Hey,
you
man.
You had to do
that's
something.
That's all we got, right?
I had to run from store to store at the time. They were all sold out, of course, because everyone was buying all exercise equipment.
Well, now we know why you don't run.
This is
if
why
you're
I don't
going
run.
To all these stores, you're going to break your legs.
I'm just running through Targets constantly.
I'm just constantly running.
Full speed through Target.
I just can't get enough.
I started rock climbing, and it's wonderful.
Okay, can I ask you? I have a fear of heights. Do you think this will squash it or make it more?
I think it will squash it. I think it won't affect it that much because I'm bouldering, which is not the full, you know, where they're roping you in and everything and you're going to the ceiling. This is probably 30 feet off the ground.
That's quite literally steep. That's a lot. For me,
can you
I'm
go up
like,
a ladder?
No.
Ooh, this
I,
might be
I can
tough.
Barely do my two-step stool. My two-step stool.
But you love the step stool. I love my step stool.
I need it. It's not even I love it. It's my legs.
When I bought the step stool, when I first brought it into my home, I was like, this is the best piece of technology I've ever
purchased. It was a game changer. Now, so much like your father, I have a Costco membership. Oof. And we have in our house this, when we moved in, this built-in shelving that goes up really high because it's high ceilings.
Right.
And I was like, well, what a waste. I have all this storage. Mm-hmm. Buy that step stool. Oh, we got toilet paper for days. It's like, I should ship some to your dad's house because we have so much, because I have the storage for it now, because I can reach the freaking shelves.
It feels like a superpower.
Isn't it nice to not have to ask someone to get something or to not, you know what I mean? To just be like, got it. And you open your little stool.
But the reality is a lot of people just get to live that way. People with an extra foot
on
them.
Can you imagine? I was at the grocery store yesterday trying to get, bless me, a Gatorade Zero. And it's on the blue flavor, my fave.
Blue flavor. Yeah, I recently tried the white flavor and they had changed the flavor to cherry. It ruined an entire plane flight for me.
Cherry? But the bottle's white.
It used to be kind of a lemony lime flavor. No, it's now red. So out. I just want to warn people. But you
like
I'm on board with blue.
Because the lemon lime tasted like Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah,
that,
of course. That citrusy.
For like a Gatorade water drink, I was like, not bad.
Right.
So it's at the top, and the first couple are gone.
Okay.
So it's back.
Oh, no. It's deep and high.
I must have sat there, like, or stood there, whatever, for about... And keep in mind, guys, to stand perfectly still not doing anything for the grocery store for 60 seconds is a lot of time.
This is my entire grocery experience because I can't decide
there
on anything.
Waiting for someone to walk. A short lady walks past me. I went, nope, leave that one be. Your life's as bad as mine. Get out of here. Had to wait for so long for someone to be like, can you grab this? And of course, I mean, this guy was elated. I made his day for him to be the hero.
Of course, yeah.
For him, and didn't work there even better.
It was a hero moment.
Well, he saved my life because Gatorade gives the electrolytes. I could quite literally be having like dehydration.
You could have died halfway through the grocery store.
Could save me.
It's a desert.
And meanwhile, I'm losing weight. No calories. Here we are with the zero sugar. I'm losing weight at this point.
Someone is fading before his eyes. Yeah.
But anyways, this is all to say the step stool has saved us.
Oh, it feels great.
And this is pre and post pandemic. I'm going to swear by the step stool.
Oh, everybody's got to have one. If you're under 6 feet tall, get yourself a step stool.
And if you're over 6 feet tall, get a life.
Yeah, get a life. Be in the grocery store on call.
Always be in the grocery store.
Watching out. You're like, it's a watchdog
group. Just make sure,
group.
If you see a bottle in the back, pull it forward.
Yeah, just even if you don't want it, just bring them
for
us.
Because then I can get like a cereal box and knock it down.
Swat it off.
Swat it into
That's
my
what
car.
I do. Yeah, or I climb. I
will climb on that bottom shelf. I do it all the time.
Of course. I have an early childhood memory of, you know, those old coupon things that would shoot the coupon out?
Oh, yeah.
I loved those so much.
Oh, yeah.
And they were always too high.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was probably a foot tall until eighth grade. So I'm climbing up that fell medical emergency, essentially. Fell from the top thing. So this has been my entire life, climbing up... grocery store shelves.
Did you break? What happened?
Just slammed my elbow and nearly passed out. So I guess it's not that big of a deal. But as a like a small
that
child, the parent
slam,
is...
What is
from
that?
From a high fall? The funny bone?
The funny bone, that's it. Yeah,
there's got to be another
Charlie
word for
horse
it.
Is the like when someone
Ooh,
punches
Charlie
your leg,
horse.
Right?
Charlie
or something,
horse, I think,
it
is when
thing?
It's like a cramp, right?
A cramp.
Honestly, is that true?
Is that it?
When
yeah.
you wake up with one of those, have either of you ever woken up with a Charlie horse? Hell on earth.
No, not woken up with one.
It's a prison in your bed.
Not woken up with one. That's
interesting. There's no escape. Your leg is
Well, literally,
just...
you can't. Your leg's not moving.
Yeah. Horrible.
And now I know how to demobilize an attacker. knock the Charlie horse into my bed. And now here we are. You cannot attack me. This is good self-defense, this podcast.
This is a self-defense podcast, first and foremost.
I want to do a self-defense podcast. You and I where I just... describe the moves I'm doing for self-defense.
Karate
no
chop.
No video, yeah. I'd be like, karate chop, and what does that look like? Imagine a pizza pan and you glide your hand over top. Like, this is the best way I can describe it.
In my the one karate class I took as a kid, they taught us this. You cross your fingers like this,
yes.
Your index and middle finger, you yes. put them over each other and stick it into your attacker's throat.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently that kills.
That'll get him.
That's a death move.
Okay, here's a couple things I learned from the streets. not my karate class, because it was useless. And if you were late, you had to do 50 push-ups, and we were always late. This is why I'm on time, because my mom was constantly late, and it like traumatized me, late picking me up, all this kind of stuff. So this is why I'm always on time. Mm-hmm. So I never wanted to go into the class because I didn't want to do the 50 push-ups. So I would just walk back and forth past the hall. And my siblings were in the class. I don't know how they got in there faster than me. Yeah, I guess the changing into the gi. But here's a couple things I learned. Okay, if you can, kick someone in the back of the knee, because that'll take them right to the ground. Yes,
right, right.
Here's something I did learn in judo. Took that for 2 weeks. Sweep the leg.
And what do we mean when we say sweep the leg?
I'm so glad you asked. You know how a broom, first of all, stays low to the ground?
Yes, I know how a broom.
And you know how you, at the end, sweep it up?
Right.
Imagine keeping your leg all the way kind of just above the bottom of the ground, and then you just sweep it up to get kind of at their ankle. Just on the last little bit, you want to go up a little.
Okay.
And guys, this is my street terms. So if this isn't the way to do it, well, guess what? I graduated judo in the 2 weeks, according to me. So it's not a big deal. We're doing it. It's called judo. So that's one way to do it. Now, the other way, the eyes. You said the move for the throat, the eyes. If you can get... poke someone's eye. I'm telling you, it will take them out.
Can we record a small video of you demonstrating this? We'll post this to Instagram.
First of all, I'm doing it to you.
Yes, of course. I'll be the dummy.
It's coming so aggressive.
We'll show some self-defense moves.
Well, you're lucky we're this far away, because
I would be dead
my moves
by now.
Are good. You'd be dead. You'd be dead right now. One last thing. If you're going to punch someone, don't tuck your thumb into your fingers. You'll break your thumb.
Right. This is why you keep like have a roll of quarters or whatever.
Well, here we go for the training.
Right, for the training.
Exactly.
So sweep the leg. You're sweeping your own leg, not their leg.
No, I'm sweeping their leg. It's
their leg is
being
sweeping
swept. Across me onto
Two
them.
Two sweeps. Ultimately,
you know
both
what?
Are being swept.
It's almost a vacuum. It's that powerful. That's how much we're sweeping. We're vacuuming.
This is a Dyson.
This is a Dyson. Watch yourself, baby.
Okay, after this, we're going to record a quick video of how to defend yourself.
Honestly, great.
I've got my one move, and you have several moves.
And they're all good.
Who knows? Annalise might have a move. We never know. I mean, speaking of defending yourself and being attacked and blindsided by who knows what, I was really excited to have you here on the podcast today. I thought, she's so much fun. We're going to have a great time.
Well, didn't we have a lovely meeting when we first met? Wasn't
it
that
was
so nice
it was
at Carrie's fundraiser?
Immediately, I was like, I love
we
this
We were
person.
Drawn to each other right away. I said, when I wrote for the podcast, I said yes. I was so upset because we were actually scheduled 2 weeks ago, and I was so upset I had to miss. I got, can you believe this, a same day re-recording, because I'm recording this thing from my house. I have the equipment and everything.
Oh, sure, sure.
And it was like an end of day notes, morning notes for end of day. And I'm very like, if I'm doing a recording, I do it a million times until
right.
it sounds perfect.
Oh, of course.
So
it's
that's
a
why I was
trap,
like, can't
right?
come. I'm here for the next 4 hours type of thing. But I was so excited to come do this podcast because you were such a delight. My husband, Norm, remembered you. Remember
I
Norm?
Love him.
He remembered you and he was like, oh, you're going to have a great time. And I was like, I don't really get the concept, but it's going to be exciting. And I'm very excited to be here.
No, you two, I can recommend running into you two at a party
anywhere. It was
lovely. Anywhere.
We got along right away. We really did.
And the party was wonderful, but then it was a film screening, which it was too full. And
Well, we left.
I was blocked from the
yes.
the movie screen. It would have been an audio experience.
We
and
all
unfortunately,
left.
We had to go.
Anyone that was standing, basically, guys, the screening's in a room, and we were in an adjacent room. Let's just clarify, we were not in the room where the movie was.
It became a radio program screening.
Much like my self-defense. So first of all, we're doing self-defense beside the movie. But it was like, I wanted to stay, but I was getting very frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want that energy.
No, you don't want
to be
that to bleed into the
That's
audience.
That's what I mean. Because then afterwards, everyone's going to talk about the movie. I'm going to be like, I didn't watch it. So
don't
I left.
Ask me.
You left. We kind of all left around the same time. Did John leave or did John
I
sneak
think
his
John
way in?
John pushed his way in. Former
well, that's
guest
John,
of the podcast.
Mr. Supportive friend here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he left us. He completely abandoned us. He's a movie fan, movie buff first and
Loves
foremost.
Movies first
he's
and foremost.
Self-described movie buff. John
is
Milstein.
Buff. He is buff.
He is buff. Yeah. He's an at-home workout person.
Yeah, he is. And he really like transformed his body too.
It's,
he really got
wild
some muscle
to me.
On there. I'm
yeah.
proud of him.
Yeah, he keeps recommending these YouTube videos, and unfortunately I've never clicked.
You know, don't recommend me a YouTube video. I'm not going to watch it. Don't send me a TikTok. I'm not going to watch it. I would rather an email with a description of something you saw, as we know, with a description of something you saw that I can revisit than watching your YouTube video.
A video recommend is a huge ask.
Can't stand it.
Huge.
Can't stand it.
I like 9 out of 10, I'm not going to watch it. I'll say, I'll just type back, ha, 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 regardless of what it was.
For the workout video?
Well, maybe not the workout. No, the workout video is just a stony silence for me for several weeks. Yeah, and then an awkward conversation about how I never watched it.
Yeah, and then John's going to be like, it shows.
Body shaming me. Body constantly. Shame you? I'll never be enough for John.
Is anyone?
Oh, no one. No one. Ask the long line of friends, the ex-friends. John, we're no longer friends. He gave me the best gift that's ever been given on this podcast, by the way. Car garbage can.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Okay, I hope nobody's given mine, but mine comes with a thorough explanation.
Well, interesting. I would hope to get an explanation from you because the podcast is called I Said No Gifts. You walk into the backyard, you look great, you look fantastic, and then I see a neon pink bag in your hand.
Yes, here we are.
And you've just admitted this is a gift for me.
Yeah.
Should I open it here on the podcast?
I quite simply insist. Okay. And I know you said no gifts, but no one tells me what to do. Here you go. No tissue paper. I didn't want to waste because I knew you were going to open
it
right away.
I have so much tissue paper in my home at this point.
Yes. Okay.
Just waste.
So here's what we're going to do. You open it.
I'm
still
not looking,
by the way. Don't look. I noticed you didn't. I asked you not to. You say what it is, and then let me tell you what it really is.
Oh, fantastic. Just say the description of the product or whatever this is. Okay. Pulling it out. Pulling it out. Still
not looking. It's a box. It's a box.
I want a full visual experience.
Yeah, I can see you're being true to it.
Oh, this is a Magic Puzzle Company 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. The Puzzled Patron, original art by Taylor Rose, #1 puzzle on TikTok.
So let me explain what it really is. This is the best way you could get to know me.
Really?
This is the beginning of a friendship with Alana Johnston. Here's why. Let's go over what a puzzle is. One, complicated.
Oh, extremely
Two,
complicated.
Timely. I'm loyal. If I'm your friend, I'll be your friend for life. Okay. 3, colorful, bright, exciting. 4, misleading, because you think a piece fits and it doesn't. Right? 5, this one has a magic trick in it. When I was a kid, I had a little magic set because I loved magic. And
right.
I think I'm kind of a whimsical, magical person.
Oh, of course. I believe
so
that
100%. So this one has a special one. You have to unlock this magic trick.
A magic trick? What do you mean a magic trick?
There's a magic trick. Once you solve the puzzle, like you do the puzzle, there's like a magic trick that you see in the visual of it. And now, can I ask you something? Have you ever seen anything like that?
I've never seen. I don't even know how to conceive
that. Have you ever seen anyone like me?
I haven't.
And away
we
go.
The moment I met you at that party, I thought, this is a new sort of person.
This is a new sort
of
person
I
didn't even know exists.
Made one of them.
That is why I gave you that puzzle. It was like, I had another gift for you. Let's get into this and then,
then
I want to tell you the backup gift after,
right,
which is at my house. I almost brought both and then I went, no, just do one.
Save it for next time.
Save it for next time when you bring me back. But this was, I thought, a fun gift because it's social. You can do it, have it going. You
right.
know, somebody comes over and then they like start picking away
of
at the
course,
puzzle. We
of
love
course.
The puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like a crazy puzzle. Like
it's beautiful. It's very fun. It's whimsical.
We need to take another
There's
picture.
Magic. Oh, there will be pictures up this.
Okay, good. Because
the Instagram,
really, guys, you got to see
gonna
the design.
This is
going to
be an explosive Instagram post.
The design's insane. It's insane.
It's really beautiful. And this is what I'm going to say. There have been 2 puzzles given on this podcast before.
I figured people like puzzles.
One was from Kelly Hudson.
Okay.
She gave a used holiday puzzle, which was never made. She didn't insist that I make the puzzle. She gave it and we talked about it, had a lovely conversation.
Okay, fair enough. Love Kelly.
Second was from Chris Thayer. This was a new puzzle. It was unopened. It was of past Republican presidents.
Okay.
And he made a move on the podcast, which was a call to arms for the listeners to demand I make the puzzle.
And did that happen?
It was a 1,000-piece puzzle with everybody but the absolute worst president on it. Well, I mean, it's arguable of which one is the worst, but the most recent worst one was not on the puzzle.
Okay.
I made the puzzle. I had never done a puzzle before, never as an adult.
And you took on 1,000 pieces?
And my boyfriend was out of town for weeks. So I was alone with the Republican presidents for 15 weeks? On my kitchen counter, just destroying the visual of the entire room. And it was excruciating.
I can't. What a burden.
It was a burden. It weighed on me every day.
This is not a gift. This is a punishment, my friend.
It was. So this is such a reward.
Here's the thing. I thought you might have been given a puzzle. Because people love puzzles and they were big in the pandemic.
Yes.
So we've all kind of reborn into puzzles.
Right, right.
But this was just, and it's still in the package.
This
so
is
I
like a gorgeous
it,
gift.
But it was like, I just thought it would be, puzzles can be plain or a landscape or whatever. But mm-hmm. I was like, this is so hard. You don't even have to do it. It's so hard.
It's 1,000. I did 1,000 with people I didn't want
right,
to look
but
at.
But this is not cohesive. Like me.
But this was all flesh tone. It was all just white
men.
Oh,
that's a good point.
So it was like, there came a point where I was like, I've got 500 pieces of peach.
So really, the color actually might help you.
I think that I'm actually better at puzzles because of, this is one thing Republican presidents have given me, an ability to be better at puzzles. And you know, there's a little good in everybody. There's a little good in everybody. So this is going to be very exciting for me. My friend Leela is a big puzzle doer.
Great.
And when I worked on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt years ago, and there was
a joke
that she pitched that was, someone was about to finish a puzzle. There was one piece left, and I'm going to butcher this joke, but it was basically, now let's turn this fun game into a picture nobody wants, which is largely most puzzles. But this is a fun picture. It's like there's like an evil multi-eyed monster in the middle, kind of a Greek demon sort of thing, but it's cartoonish, it's whimsical, it's light.
Can I make a request?
Yes.
Wait, are you going to do this puzzle, yes or no? For real?
Yes, I am going to do the puzzle, and I'm committing. I'm not being shamed into it like Chris Thayer did with the last one.
So
it will take probably 20 weeks. Let's be honest.
Let's get your boyfriend out of town. Let's get to work.
He's actually leaving town pretty soon. So
this, honest, I would say that as a joke. This is perfect because now you will do this puzzle.
Of course.
So here's what I want. When the puzzle is done and it's time for the trick, you have to invite me back over.
Okay.
I want to see
the
trick.
You want to see the trick. You haven't seen the trick yet.
I've never heard of a puzzle with a trick. This is my brother turned me on to this.
Okay.
So I was like, I have to know what the thing is.
You'll know when it's time to come. You'll receive the call. I'll just call and hang up.
Call me up to the major leagues. You will receive the call. What is it, Saturday Night Live? Lauren's going to call me being like, it's time for the magic trick. That's my impression.
You're going to get a call from an 801 number.
Yes.
You'll pick up, you'll hear a click, and you'll know it's time to come here. You might get an email or a text. Let's be honest.
No, I prefer the click. Now, can I tell you what the backup was going
to
be?
Yes. And I would like to circle back to puzzles, but...
Oh, we'll circle back, but let me get it out of my system.
Because
I want to know if you already have one or not.
Right.
An evil eye.
What's an evil eye?
I should have brought it. I'm devastated. Okay. You know that blue eye that you'll see everywhere? It's like a circle.
Oh, sure, yes.
That's the evil eye.
Okay.
And it wards off evil spirits, and you're supposed to put it in your house, like above a doorway, to ward off evil spirits. Now, I tend to give these out to people when they have recently moved, because when you move, that's a fresh start.
Right.
If you've got the evil spirits in your house, I don't know if I can get them out of there. That might require something else.
A cleansing of some
sort. Yeah, because the eye is supposed to face out to protect them from coming in. If you have it in your house, I would assume, wouldn't you want it facing in the house to keep an eye on who's
exactly,
in the house?
Exactly, right.
Right?
Right.
So I might have to bring you one.
I mean,
to
this,
see if I need to get anything out of here.
Look, this house was built in 1923.
Okay.
So somebody certainly has died, right?
Building
the
this
last
house.
100 years, somebody died.
You're being haunted.
I'm being haunted, and maybe it's a good ghost.
Yes.
Might be an evil ghost.
But it's a ghost nonetheless.
And the house, it is a ghost.
The whole house is a ghost.
It As vanishes you know. At midnight.
Yes.
No, and my office back here and this is something the listener does not want to hear about anymore, flooded for probably the first 3 months of the year, so I think it's cursed.
Okay.
There's a water ghost, water spirit, some sort of evil
beast.
Here's
the plan. Here's what we're doing. when I come for the magic trick, I'm bringing the evil eye.
Okay.
Now, I think we've got double trouble on our side here. We have the evil eye watching the evil spirits, but if we're magic, we could get into the dark arts. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I would love
seance.
To get into
like,
the dark arts
Like, do you know what
I'm
trying to say?
I've never used a Ouija board.
Oh my God. I have to come
There was
back.
A strong leftover.
I'm losing my mind.
I think of the satanic panic in Utah. I think it kind of went a little bit further from the 80s into the 90s.
Yeah,
and so
you guys kind of had your own thing going.
We had our own. Still kind of got the own thing going there.
Going.
But there was a real like, Satan is in control. So
okay.
I never got to play Ouija board or
yep,
any of these fun
right.
witchy
yep.
games.
Okay. I'm going to come back and basically I have to bring someone with me. Do you know Anessa Frantowski?
No.
First of all, you got to get her on the pod. She's like one of the best gift givers
okay,
I've ever
perfect.
Met in my life.
We're putting her down.
What happened is, and I'm sorry I totally derailed us, but I have to
there's,
tell you this.
There's no derailing on this podcast. The train is just
perfect,
driving through dirt
perfect.
Through the entire podcast.
So basically, because this is going to apply to you. Basically, I had a lot of terrible family things happen and a lot of people die or like get seriously sick in the span of 3 months, and all while we were getting a new house.
Oh.
Anessa came, and now she comes every year at the exact same time when we move in March, and she blessed the house. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking witchcraft.
Well,
she blessed the house, all the doorways, and then we hung the evil eyes. I'm knocking on wood right now. Not a single bad thing has happened
since. I'm knocking
on that was two. That was a year and a half ago.
What is this?
And she can't. So she does a smoke thing.
Okay.
You have to hold a feather. You have to hold a smudge
stick.
You have to have
in
a special
Latin, or
oil.
What's she doing?
She's putting in spells. We did a Harry Potter spell. Like, you have to do everything, and then you hang the evil eyes. So I have to bring her here. Sometimes if you play her cards right, she'll do a tarot read.
Oh,
I have to bring her
fantastic.
Here. She needs to bless your house.
Okay.
Like,
that'll
you
be the
have
treat.
Stuff going on in here.
That will be the treat.
That'll
for
be
finishing
the treat.
This puzzle.
I will bring my
own home decursed.
Yes, I will. That is it. We'll do the magic trick. Inessa will decurse your house. We'll hang the evil eye once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm coming back a year later and we're going to do a review. So I'm going to be on the podcast 3 times.
At least 3 times.
Because if something happens in between or you need self-defense, you got to bring me back.
And your 4th time will be here. You'll come back to apologize for my death. One of these things is going to cause
my self-defense was so bad. You immediately died. Instantly.
As the new host, you'll apologize first.
Yes, I will take over the podcast. Leave this in your will to me.
Are you a big believer in the dark arts?
You know, I believe in energy.
Right.
I don't think, I'm not a religious person. I, to cause no offense to anyone, I don't believe in God or anything like this or practice anything, but something's up.
Something's going on.
Like, there are things, I don't even mean ghosts, I don't even mean whatever, but it's like, there are things where like you'll have mini hauntings, I almost want to call
Ooh.
Them, or like weird coincidences, or like things lining up, or like one time I opened this cabinet door and a giant novelty size cat mug fell onto my face, and I'd had weeks of breaking jars of things, just breaking all these jars, and then I got attacked by my friend's cat, Sphinx cat, attacked
what?
Me and gave me blood poisoning, and Anessa too. The witch.
What?
So she's not a witch, but I'm just saying it so you remember who I'm talking about.
The person
but
with
the person,
witch interests.
The witchy traits. So, but I'm just saying there was a couple of things and the cat mug and it cut my nose and
right.
then the cat pierced my leg, my skin, and that's how I got the blood poisoning. And I'm like, it was just a couple of weird things and this all happened in the course of a few weeks.
And then was the blood poisoning the end of this kind of themed curse?
Friend moved out with the cat.
Wow.
Left.
What is blood poisoning?
Sure, I'm glad you asked. So basically cats have this bacteria in their saliva. If it pierces your skin and the saliva gets in, basically what had happened was there was a little, just a little bite mark on
right.
my leg and it got red around. Then all of a sudden, dark
oh.
red, this is all the blood gathering, and it's spreading up our leg.
Oh.
And when we went in, you go to the hospital immediately.
Right. It sounds dangerous.
I mean, immediately. We went in the next day, and they were like, you should have come here right away.
Oh, well, give me a break.
Had to give us these meds that caused vertigo. They were so strong.
Oh, no.
I had vertigo for a week. But they were like, this is no joke. Like, and people don't know this, but they were like, it's this cat thing. It like, we've seen this a million times. It is causing this. You have to come in right away.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
But it took, the vertigo situation took care of the blood.
All good.
Okay.
But that was my reaction to that drug.
And that's, this is different than cat scratch fever.
Very different from cat scratch fever.
What is cat scratch fever?
It pierces the skin. The cat scratch fever does something where you're like attracted to the cat. It's like you create this bond with the cat. It does like, I don't want to say pheromone, but it does this weird thing of like, I don't know how to describe it. This is what the doctor told me because I asked what's the difference. And she was like, one of them just kind of bonds you to the cat and the other one repels you. Yeah, wow. No shit. Wonder which one I got.
Cats have two speeds then.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like you hate me or you're deeply attracted
exactly.
to me.
But this is me. That answers your question. Wow. What about you? What do you believe something? Do you feel stuff?
I feel like there's got to be something going on. There's something happening. I mean, I can't say there's not something happening.
Like there are aliens or whatever you want to call them, other beings.
Yeah.
We know this. This is if for you to think otherwise is insane. That's common sense. So why couldn't we have powers or something? Why not? What's the difference?
Something's going on.
I'm like, why couldn't there still be energies or parallel universes taking place right in front of us? And that's what you're feeling. Why not?
Right. Well, they're magic now until it becomes science and then it's boring.
Well,
that's
this is
how
what the
magic
puzzle's going to unlock. To bring it back to the puzzle, we're going to do the magic of the puzzle, discover a science behind it.
And we'll be bored to death.
And then there we go. We're both done.
But then we turn to decursing the house and we're back into it.
We have to decurse the house regardless of if you die or not. We must. Because whoever comes in next, we must decurse this house. There is something going on here.
Get this phantom out of my home.
And it's too old. My house is 1920. It's too old. It's like, no, we have to clean this up.
You've got to just take a mop to it. Sweep the feet.
Sweep the flood.
Sweep the flood.
Wow. I love this podcast. I could talk to you. I don't even know how long we've been going. I could talk to you for 100 hours. I'm having so
That's
much
all
fun.
I want.
And this is the morning too. What a way to start my day.
I know. And then we go into the rest of the day completely exhausted by our conversation. We go take a nap.
I'm going to need one because I am giving you everything I've got right now. This is all I have. I hope you like it.
What if I was just like, I've got to end this as quickly as possible?
You're like, well, thanks for coming. Throw your mic, walk away, break it so you never have to record again.
She broke the podcast.
She broke it.
I was going to ask you, yes. Do you have any memorable puzzles you've done? Or do you just like, are you kind of willy-nilly with what sort of puzzle you pick?
I'm not willy-nilly.
Okay.
A really fun one I did in the pandemic was a candy shop.
Ooh.
So it was all the jars of candy and chocolates. So it was really hard, but really satisfying because it's so bright. I like bright colors. I've mentioned this numerous times. This is my plainest outfit.
I know. This is a very...
And even then, I've got the bright blue on my Jordans here. Oh, my shoelace coming undone. Got to put my mic down to fix it right now.
She's tying her shoe.
Fixed.
She's got the high top
tied.
Okay,
fixed. I've got the high tops. I like bright colors. Mm-hmm. And it makes it easier for me to do the puddle because categorized by the colors and by the end pieces, the border.
Right.
So
that's kind of the strategy
categories.
You've got to go with.
I also love anything with a sky.
A sky?
Like
that feels hard to me
puzzle-wise. And sunrise. It's very hard, but again, so satisfying. Like when I do a puzzle, first I color coordinate, and then I'm doing it by the shapes of the pieces. Like at some point it stops being about color and you have to be like, oh yeah, this one did the sharp edge. I know exactly where that piece is.
Right. You start, they're like the ones that are kind of like a big H.
Yes.
I
yes.
start looking.
You
I
look at the
categorize.
H ones. You've got
yes.
them here and you're like, memorize them. It's like that memory card game.
Right.
You remember where it is in your piles.
And then there are the freaks.
Yes.
You got to remember
the
freaks.
God. Well, then there's the discovery. You have put a wrong piece in the wrong spot. And it was so exact. But it's not.
Horrible.
And that'll get you. Here's what I hate, people. Hate doing people.
Really?
Too hard.
Well, I mean, my only experience was with people, and it was
Your sounds like a nightmare. And people you don't even like.
Really a bad situation for me.
But that's my most memorable puzzle is...
How big was it?
1,000 piece.
1,000. Is 1,000 your threshold?
That's as far as I go.
Okay.
I like to do online jigsaw puzzles too.
Online? That doesn't seem that satisfying to me.
Well, when you're on your iPad, you got nothing to do. It's not as satisfying at all.
Does it make
but
a clicking noise or anything?
But it is fun because at the end, yeah, but I turn the volume off. At the end, when you've got the picture, it removes all the puzzle piece lines and then it's just the picture like a poster. So pretty fun.
Is it like, you should be able to use it as a desktop wallpaper at that point. Just a hint to the tech industry.
Oh my God, you really should.
Yeah.
To show the, your, or you know what it should be too? You can use it at a desktop at any point. So if you still have more to do, you can see the puzzle pieces and what more you have to do.
That's such a good idea for a desktop. That should be like in the software. Like when you're just bored, you're just putting together your wallpaper.
Yes. That's a genius idea.
I feel like this is the first good idea that's ever been made on this podcast. And we've had a lot of ideas.
With guests like John, what are you going to get?
Guys, I love John.
When I had my podcast, John did it like two or three times. That's how much I love John.
He's an incredible man. We love him. Well, we just thought of a great idea. Oh, God. I hope some slime ball. Who are those twins? The Olsen. Winklevoss twins?
Okay. Why, you know, we're on different wavelengths here.
The Olsons are kind of the Winklevoss of... The Winklevosses or the Olsons?
The Olsons.
Okay. They had a baby.
One of them did.
The smoking one or the one that nobody knows? There was the one that was constantly smoking.
Yeah, I don't know which one, to be honest with you.
Good for her.
Because wasn't one of them with that French guy, the smoking
one? She was the smoker.
I think it's the other one.
Okay, the other one.
That's what I'm going to guess.
I hope she wasn't smoking during pregnancy. That's all I ask of the Olsons.
All I ask of anyone is don't smoke during the pregnancy. Immediately after, get back into it, though.
I mean, in the hospital.
In the hospital,
doctor,
if you can,
you have a light.
If you can, get back into it, please. For my sake.
I imagine that's probably happened at least once, because if you think about it, it's probably happened before. So
well,
there
in
probably
the 50s,
is,
yeah.
And yeah, new mother's like, light
just
me up.
Hacking away, yeah.
Okay, well, I think it's time to play a game.
Let's play.
Annalise skipped a recurse this time, I imagine. Okay, I'm really on top of it. I'm becoming a podcasting professional. I'm keeping track of things.
You've got your computer. You've got your whole
computer,
office set up.
I've got my timer here. It's amazing.
Getting a lot done on the podcast.
I need a number between 1 and 10 from you.
Okay, 7.
Okay.
I'm sure that's a common one.
8 is the most common.
What?
7's the classiest, I would say.
Perfect.
3 is kind of the thinking man's number, I would say.
I feel like 5's a cop-out.
5... Nobody ever goes
so
five.
I was going to say 6 because my birthday is June 6th, but then I thought, even? No, I'm off.
Okay, I have to do some light calculating.
Now,
you can promote, recommend, do whatever
you
want.
Sure, I'll promote. I'm doing a lot of live shows at Dynasty, at Largo, at Elysian, UCB, all theaters that I love, Lyric Hyperion. So my Instagram is at the only Alana Johnston, and my X, whatever the heck that is at Alana_Johnston. That's where I post about my shows. And I believe I have a show with Mae Martin and Stephanie Allen at the Elysian on the 16th and 17th of September. One at 7:30, one at 7 o'clock. I think. Don't quote me on that. So check the website.
Beautiful.
And we're back.
Go see her.
Please.
Alana's unbelievable.
Please.
So funny. And follow. And you had a podcast. I mean, they could go back and listen.
That's right. Self-esteem party. Mm-hmm. All about self-love and self-care.
That's great. Go back. You've got a nice library of things for people to listen to.
Here we go.
You know, I'm going to try to start recommending things on this podcast. I've been wanting to do this. And the only thing I can think of today is Found Coffee in Eagle Rock. Incredible. This is a recommendation for 3 to 10 people. But it's so good. And so there's no pretension there. I love it. It's like home.
Okay. I live... Can I do a recommendation?
Please.
A local business?
Yeah, of course.
I live on the LA River Path,
right,
where there's Spoke Bicycle Cafe, which is awesome.
Oh, I've never been.
Oh, then that's my recommendation.
Oh, okay.
It's huge. It's all outdoors, but it's covered. So a lot of shade. Those big, long wooden benches, which is always fun to pull up.
I love to be on
a
wooden bench.
And then the whole bicycle shop in the back.
Right,
and everyone can bring their bike there if you like to bicycle. No one's going to steal it. It's not that kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And they have full food and everything.
Okay, and was that the recommendation you were going to say? Because it felt like you were headed towards another recommendation.
It was called Wax Paper. It's a sandwich shop.
I love
it's
wax
very expensive,
paper.
But all the sandwiches are named after NPR hosts. I love it, and it's worth it. The sandwiches are incredible.
Their sandwiches are so unbelievably delicious.
They're so good. So it's like, if you're going to spend the money, you're like, oh, it's a lot of money, but it's like, well, you're getting the taste. That's all I'm going to say. It's probably the same price as a Jersey Mike's, but Jersey Mike's, you're going to get a bigger sandwich, but it's of this plain...
Right.
Variety.
And
that's
now I'm going to push back slightly. This is my, and we will get into the game, but I am going to say wax paper, delicious. The sandwiches are so good. It's a nice sandwich treat.
Yes.
And also, I think they're the first time, I feel like they're the pioneers in $16 sandwiches. We'll just say that. But the ingredients are great.
Great.
They're putting the money in. You're not getting ripped off. Jersey Mike's, delicious.
I love Jersey Mike's. And a bargain.
It's a bargain. They're not selling you a $16 sandwich. If you get a $16 sandwich at Jersey Mike's, you've gone too far.
No, how much?
I think I'm paying $8.
I know what it is.
What?
I'm thinking the footlong. Oh, it's not the same size.
Footlong's a big sandwich.
Yeah, the 6-inch would be closer to the wax paper size.
Right.
I don't know 8. I'm going to vote 9 or 10. The $1 difference.
But obviously one of them's a giant national chain with millions and millions
behind
it. Wax paper's a cute little place.
You have to walk through my house to get to
it. We love wax paper.
We love it. All right, let's get to
the
game.
Wow, we went too far with local recommendations. Anyone that's not in Los Angeles is just turning off the podcast. We're like, you jerks, leaving us out. Actually, well, I'll recommend another thing that I want to go to in Ohio next week.
Perfect.
Remind me, Annalise. There's a bakery that I've been dying to go to, but I have no reason to go to Columbus. We'll get into that next week. This is how we play the game. I cannot believe I've gone way too far today. To play Gift or a Curse, I'm going to name 3 things.
Okay.
You're going to tell me if they're a gift or a curse and why. Then I'll tell you if you're correct, right or wrong, because there are correct answers.
Of course.
You got to be careful. Number one, this is from somebody named Emily. A listener named Emily has suggested, when someone reposts all of the birthday story posts their friends have made to their own story, so we end up with like 20 happy birthday, you beautiful bitch story reposts in a row. Gift or a curse?
To who? The person for the birthday?
I can't
give
you any more information.
Oh, I see. So it's on me. Okay, 2-part answer. Mm. Gift to the person whose birthday it is because it gives you more wishes. Curse to everyone else who feels the pressure to post.
You can't go. You got to name gift or a curse.
Okay, fine. Perfect. I'm going to say curse.
You're right. Of course it's a curse.
It's a curse.
I have to say it's a curse. I feel like I'm on record of basically being like, it's like taking your birthday cards door to door. It's like too much. No one else cares.
This was the first year, this past birthday, that I reposted the birthday stories, because I usually ask people don't post about me, period. And I don't like my birthday being known because I don't like birthdays. And this year, for me to make it less of a big deal, I posted and I went, just fucking let people know it's your birthday. Hated it.
You hated it?
Too many messages. Everyone, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now
when's
I have to
birthday?
Invite people to a party? June 6th.
June 6th. Everybody
day.
Mark that down in your calendars. We know her socials. So it is a curse. But of course, it goes both ways, because you're like, of course it's nice to know people are thinking about you. But also it becomes an immediate burden, because you're like, now do I have to repost this?
And everyone's like, what are you doing for your birthday to celebrate?
Right,
now I have
and
to
then
host
suddenly
a party.
You're exposed.
Yeah. Okay.
And I mean, look, is my birthday October 9th? I don't know. Would I hate to receive some birthday wishes?
Okay. Well, you're already getting weekly gifts, so I don't know. Are we pushing it? Are we pushing it too far today? Yes.
But it is ultimately a curse we're all trapped in.
Now, did they answer that it was a curse?
Emily just gave me the suggestion. I imagine
you came up with the answer.
The tone, yes. I didn't come up with. I knew.
Yeah, I
it's
agree.
It's an objective
it
truth. Emily just threw that in, but I feel like Emily is probably on the side of curse, just considering the tone of how she suggested it.
I agree.
Okay, so 1 right so far. Very good for you.
Here we are.
Number 2, Hillary has written in and suggested, gift or a curse, a print subscription to the New Yorker.
Well, gift, because you have to pay for the online subscription.
Mm.
And I understand waste of paper. Okay, fine. But first of all, if they use recycled paper, we're laughing. I don't know if they do. Let's say they do for my sake. But you have to pay for that online subscription. Now, are you going to read the magazine? Probably not. Are you going to look smart having it in the house? Yes, you are. So that's a gift.
Oh,
I had a feeling you were going to say curse. Because then you feel like you have to read.
Well, this is my problem. I've had a tab open on my Chrome or whatever browser I've got on for probably 3 weeks because they're running a sale. They were running a sale for the print, and I was so tempted. It was such a good deal for a full year of the print magazine online access. Still haven't clicked one way or the other. The sale's probably over, and I want that. I want, you know, it's nice to, you probably read 4% of the articles in the New Yorker, and they're stacking up and they're making you feel bad, but it's nice to know you can dip in when you want to. So it's become a curse in my life because I don't know which way to go.
Well, that's because we're dealing with your money.
Yes.
If it was a gift, it wouldn't be such a curse,
great.
Would it?
Mom, are you listening?
okay, valid.
But it's a curse.
I'll give you that. Yep.
So you get 1 out of 2 so far. We hate to see it. Number 3, Jeff. Listener Jeff has written in, gift or a curse, luxurious reclining movie theater seats.
Curse. Where are you going to put it? Oh, you don't mean in your house. You mean
I believe
in the
these
movie
are
theater.
In a movie theater.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I was right about that first one.
Hair trigger response.
A curse. Where are you going to put it? Okay, so they've put it in a movie theater, I hear. Here's the thing. I bet your little sneaky answer is going to be cursed because you're like, then it's noise, then you're falling asleep. But I'm going to tell you this. I think it's a gift because there's nothing funnier than paying to go out so you can feel at home. And I think for comedy's sake, that's a gift. What were you going to say now?
It's a curse. I don't need any more encouragement to fall asleep in a movie theater.
I
could be in a metal reclining chair in a movie theater, and I'm out within the first 10 minutes.
To be at home.
I can't have that. I can't have you encouraging me. I need to be completely sitting up.
I should have known you were going to pull a stunt like this, three curses in a row. Yeah, no wonder why your house is full of demons. Look
I'm inviting
you.
Them. It's I'm
you.
Begging yeah, Satan, come
got,
to me.
You've got the one. Who's probably in all your places you've ever lived.
Dark Lord, take me. Yeah. That's what this theme of this podcast
She's going to have to cleanse you. She doesn't even need to come in the house. It's
Sponge
you.
Sponge bath.
I need to get you an Evil Eye necklace now. It has to be on your person. This is
Maybe
how
I'll
much
start
evil.
Wearing one. Yes, I'm just.
I have one and I love it.
How often are you wearing it? Just to weddings?
Nope. Because it's a little one. It was my grandmother's. One of the people that passed away.
Oh wow! So
I'm
this
Arabic.
Is a valuable.
Yeah, I'm Syrian. So she was from Syria. So all
wow,
these came
incredible.
Straight out of Syria. All these evil eyes
wow.
came straight out of Syria. And traditionally, it's something you would want gifted to you because it's somebody showing you that they are watching over their loved ones,
oh,
and it brings
so
you peace to give it to someone.
That's very sweet.
So she passed away. She was one of the ones in that 3 month span that passed away.
Right.
And my mom was like, has all this jewelry of hers, and she's like, do you want this? And I was like, yes, I do. Give me all the evil eyes. So I took them all. So my house is covered in them.
But when do you choose to wear the evil eye necklace?
Oh, yes, that's right. That was what you asked. My apologies.
Stop dodging.
I wear it. I don't wear it to shows.
Okay.
Because I don't like when a necklace moves on stage and I'm very active on stage. But I actually wear it quite frequently whenever I have a low cut shirt.
Oh,
because
good
it
for you. Right,
goes
it's
about
exposed,
midway,
right,
so it's kind of, yeah, exactly.
Protection.
So when I wear and I wear low cut shirts often, so. Say if I went out 3 times in 1 week, I'll wear it once. If I go out 3 times
not
in one
bad.
Week. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah,
but if I were to wear it, I'd have to start wearing some more plunging necklines. Which...
For you, it just has to be on your skin like a vampire. Like
just burned
it has
into
to
my
be
face.
On you. Yeah, that's how bad it's gotten.
Just branded on my
it
face.
It has to be burned. Okay, can I do one round of gift or curse with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I would love to have the tables turned.
Okay.
And just for the record, you got 33%. Don't...
Not good.
Not great, but we've already committed to three other appearances with you on this podcast, and the final one, I'll be dead, so you get to do whatever you want.
Oh, my God. Can't wait. That's the gift. Is you dying a curse or a gift? It's a gift for me and my podcast career. Okay, gift or curse? Now, if I had brought the evil eye,
mm-hmm.
do you think it's a gift or a curse?
The fact that you brought it or the fact that it would be in my home?
You have to answer.
Oh, right.
I can't give you more.
Okay. Gift.
Interesting.
I would have opened it and been like, oh, this looks familiar. I don't know what it is, but I've seen this before. So I would have been immediately mystified.
Okay.
And then we would have been able to talk, as we have, about all of these curses. And I wouldn't have to live in fear until it actually comes into my home. And now until that thing enters my home... I'm living with the evil curses, and I have to finish this puzzle before it comes to me.
Okay. So, yeah, first of all, you do.
So gift, that's my
interesting.
Answer.
I think a curse.
Oh, why?
For you, specifically. Here's why. Because you have to live without it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had brought it today, maybe you see it as a gift. I still see it as a curse for you specifically, because now you know you have all this evil presence around you. And how are you going to sleep at night? So that's why it's a curse. If I hadn't mentioned it, you wouldn't have known.
That's very true.
No, it's a gift. Of
it's
course,
a gift.
It's a gift.
Okay, thank you.
And it
you.
Will protect you.
Good.
And even though you're waiting for it, you know it's coming. And now you know a friend of yours, which I think we're friends.
Oh, well, we'll see after the podcast.
We'll after
there's going to be a screaming match.
Well, we have to see after the evil eye. But you would know someone... is thinking of you and to enough to the point where they feel they need to protect you in your home.
Oh, what a lovely feeling.
So it is a gift because I had it and I was debating between the two. So there was a part of me that's like, oh, maybe to protect them. But then I was like, well, I don't know you that well. I don't know your backstory. And now here we are.
Oh,
my God, you need it more
right.
than anyone I've ever met.
Right.
Like
okay.
that, you know what? Because of your house, because what's happening, not you, but your house.
The logic is very clear here.
Yes. So it's a curse for me now. I messed up.
Right. And now, are we doing three suggestions or just one gift or a
that
curse?
That was it.
Okay.
I just wanted to know about what you thought.
Well, so I'm 100%.
So you're at 100%.
Don't, if you, what is the phrase? If you come for the king,
you'll see him.
Don't miss. Don't miss.
If you come for the king, he'll be there.
He will be waiting for you.
He will be waiting for you politely. He is Utah.
Okay, badly played, but what a great time. We have to, this is the final segment of the podcast.
Bummer.
It's called I Said No Emails. People write in to isaidnogifts@gmail.com. Can you hear the kids at the school screaming? They're having the time of their lives.
Has school started? This is insane.
I guess it started. It's earlier and earlier.
Insane.
This is not a pro-education podcast. This is very anti-education.
Yeah.
But we can't get into that right now. People write into isaidnogifts@gmail.com with questions galore. Will you help me answer a question?
I'd love to.
Okay, let's see. Get into the doc. And scrolling, putting this down. Okay, this says, Dear Bridger and charmingly defiant guest. That's a nice way to put it. To say I am desperate and hopeless is putting it mildly. I am planning a party to celebrate me, capital M-E, exclamation point, specifically my 10 years of sobriety. A kind friend put together a lovely invitation for me to share with invitees, and to my surprise, she clearly stated on the invitation, no gifts. Trusting her judgment over mine, the invitations went out unedited. Paragraph break. New paragraph. The problem is that I do indeed want gifts. New paragraph. I am a single gay man, and we've said on this podcast before, no gay listeners, please stay away from the podcast. We don't need you writing in.
Sick of this. Sick of the fans.
I am a single gay man with no engagement parties or baby showers on the horizon. This could be my last chance. To get gifts, I suppose. I can think of no more qualified people than you and your guests to help me get what I want. How do I maintain a humble appearance and still point guests towards my Amazon registry? Please see invitation for reference and know that you and a disrespectful plus one are most welcome to celebrate me. Bring a dip. Okay, well, very respectfully, Sean in Seattle. Sean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know what dip I would bring.
I'm not coming to your frickin' party. What are you, nuts? I'm not going there. Good luck celebrating with no one. Oh, my God. This is a mess.
This is a huge mess.
This is a massive mess. Can I say all the reasons why?
I would love to hear.
So the idea of no gifts on the invite,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have even, if that invite went out without that on there, I wouldn't have even thought to bring a gift.
Right, to this sort of party.
Because what do I bring?
Right.
Empty beer? Like, what do I bring as a joke? Like, do I bring a gag gift?
Right.
What's the sense of humor around the subject? Mm-hmm. A lot of my sober friends have a very good sense of humor around the subject because, you know, they know it was an illness, they were struggling, they're better now, and they can laugh at themselves and some stuff not laugh because they were like, that was pretty shitty of me, but they're able to like, and these are all comedians I happen to be talking about anyways, so they were already funny.
Yes, right,
and it's
right.
Big in our industry of,
oh,
too much and then right. Nothing because it was too much.
Right.
And we live in a drug and alcohol infused industry.
I'm on drugs right now.
Perfect. So I'm on drugs. That's why I got lost. So for the easiest drive for four turns into eight. So the idea of gifts as an attendee stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing no gifts makes me feel insecure and bad because I'm like, was I supposed to bring a gift? I think they're going to get gifts.
You think there'll be gifts?
I do. Here's why. When someone says no gifts, everyone knows that means gifts. Nobody follows that anymore. Somebody says no gifts. Does anyone follow that?
Me.
Here's the thing. I at least bring a card.
A card,
that's
sure.
A gift.
That is a gift. It's, you went out of your way.
But if it was someone's birthday, I do give a gift of like, let me take you to lunch.
Oh, sure.
So that's
very
a
nice.
Gift.
Yeah,
it's just I'm
gift.
Not physically bringing it.
Right.
So this is why I actually think they might get gifts. It just might not look the way you think it would like on a registry.
Right.
Now, if you do want people on that registry, it's up to your friend. Your friend has to follow up with everyone going, hey, I know we said no gifts, but I put together a registry for
them.
Oh,
interesting.
And I think it would be really nice if we got some stuff off of it.
That's very subtle. I mean,
I put together a registry for
right.
them.
Right. I mean, another tact he could take is he replies all to this email, Thanks, everyone, for coming. He drops the registry thing just in the bottom, sends it out, waits 5 minutes, now responds again, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I didn't mean to put the link to my Amazon gift registry in the email. Don't even look. Don't even spend a second on it. I'm so sorry. My heart is breaking.
Like, you're going to need a novelist to write all these emails. This is the most work I have ever heard. First of all, my idea was simple. Make the friend do it. This poor person's already struggling for 10 years, working so hard to get their life together. And now you want this guy to draft 100 emails?
That's well, because I, well, let's say ultimately 3 emails, because he doesn't need to write 1/3 just to entice and say, please don't look. Everything on there is so embarrassing. I wouldn't want you to see any of it. I'm humiliated. Now they're tempted. They're looking, they're buying, they're bringing. That feels like a good plan to me.
Here's another thing the friend could do. I think it has to be the friend, because, or, oh my God, I've got it. This person, the party person, writes everybody going, hi, I know on the event I said no gifts. It was brought to my attention that it was kind of rude of me to tell people what to do.
Oh.
So my friend has helped me put together a registry because I know everybody celebrates in different ways. Should you want to get a gift? Here you go. It's no pressure. I didn't realize I was rude. Like, make a joke of it.
Right.
But then put it in, because some people do like giving gifts. That's their love language.
Of course. People love to do it. Some people, it energizes
you, you know
them.
What I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I love the gift of time. I think that's the most precious thing you can give somebody. So that's why I won't buy you a gift. I'm always the, let me take you to get your nails. Let's go to a movie. Let's go to lunch.
Let's spend some time together.
Yeah, let's spend some time together. Mm-hmm. That to me is a gift.
Right.
But some people like the physical gift.
They love to buy a mink coat.
They love to buy, it's easier for a mink coat, but of course, for the sobriety. But that's what I think it can either, yes, they can email themselves, but you're right, there needs to be a joke in there. Gotta have a joke. Because otherwise, it's a blatant ask, and we can't do that.
Or you play some mind games.
You play some mind games.
I've laid out a perfect plan for some mind games. The three email Monty, I guess that's what it would be called.
Yep, perfect.
And either way, gifts are going to be flowing in.
Okay, here's another one. Is this insane? Gift wrap a bunch of empty boxes. Put a table at the party and put the gifts
that
on.
That is so smart.
Then people will see that. Put on a QR code to the registry of Amazon. Print
God.
It out. Frame it in a little thing. And just don't mention it. And they can be like, I know I said no gifts, but people brought some anyways.
Look at all these cool things he's going to get.
Now, who's not going to be fooled by that? The first attendee at the party. Yeah. Because they will know no one brought those gifts. So you got to wait till at least 5 to 7 people are there.
Yeah, that becomes a little tricky. There are
the
some
best question we could have ever read. I am having the time of my life.
I think that third idea, is
could work.
Genius. I mean, it requires a few gymnastics, but once you get into it,
well, at this point, you're spending money to make money.
You are spending money, but it's a small investment.
It's small and it's worth it.
If you're going to do it, then you load up that registry. You put every wish you've ever had.
Now, I just thought of this. What if someone's like, "Let's open the gifts."
Well, this is what happens.
I couldn't even get it out. The thought of someone saying, let's open the gifts, and then it backfires immediately.
This is not a dead end by any means. You start opening them and say, this was supposed to be a big night for me, and somebody played this prank.
Oh my God, so you don't open anymore? Perfect.
You start crying. Everyone feels bad for you. Look, he thought he got all these gifts, and he's devastated.
Oh my God,
you've got to get him even more gifts.
This is great. This is all good. All workable material.
It's all, there's an ocean. The fact that he even wrote in is ridiculous.
The fact that this person thought it was a problem is madness to me. And just keep in mind, a problem you created.
A problem, absolute.
The invitation went out unedited from your own phone. Liz, you got to proofread that. Send it to
take
the podcast.
Take a glance.
Yeah, take a
glance at the invitation.
That's on you.
Just to even see what font they use.
And also, congrats on 10 years.
Yeah, I'm so excited for
I
him.
Mean, this, you know, you and I talking about this question is for sure going to drive them to drink again, but that's okay. We came in hard.
The listeners are all just, they're out of their minds at this point.
No, great question. Thank you for writing in. Really loved getting into that one.
Sean in Seattle, enjoy your gifts. Enjoy the bountiful, the mountain of gifts you will receive. What a team we made for that.
Right?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And Sean couldn't have asked for more. If he did, that's his problem. I'm deleting it from the doc so
Thank
we don't
God.
Double up.
Sick of solving this guy's problems.
We're always there for him, and it hurts.
I'm so sick of it. Have you ever left Seattle to come fucking see me?
Yeah, bring me a dip for once.
Bring me a dip. You want me to sit here and fly with a dip on my lap through security? Come on. Sitting here with my hummus ready to go.
Do you think you could bring a dip through security? Or is
no,
that a liquid?
No, you can't, because let me tell you this. My sister tried to bring hummus, and they threw it out.
They thought it was a liquid.
Yes. They said nope because the consistency and they threw it out. Now, I don't know if they would do that for everybody, but it has been done. That's all I'll say.
Wow.
It has been done.
I tend to think you should be able to take a dip.
But keep in mind, 3-ounce container.
Oh.
That's where your liquids are.
Right.
That's how you're going to bring a whole dip.
Interesting.
Big. And for a party,
giant
we're
bowl.
Talking a Costco dip.
Right.
You know who we need? Your dad.
To accidentally send.
To send dips.
Massive amount of dips. And Costco
to
has
the party.
Dips galore.
Yeah.
And they've
no,
got the 7-layer dip.
No, your dad. He'll send a couple garbage bags in there too.
A garbage bag full of dip.
Yeah. Just the one. Don't tell me we're at the end.
Elena.
I heard it.
I can't believe we're at the end.
I heard the sigh. I could go on all day.
I'll look you in the eye and say I would go another 2 hours.
That's insane.
There are guests where
it's going to take me that long to get home. This is going to take my whole day.
Look, very rarely there's a guest where I think, oh, we've been going for an hour and a half, and I look at my timer, and it says 8 minutes.
Oh,
this has not been one of those experiences.
This has not been that at all.
And I got a gift that is beautiful. I can't wait to get into this puzzle.
Well, you got part one of a gift.
Yeah, part one.
Lest we forget.
Yes.
Once this is done, you will get part two.
And
I'm not joking around. I'm going to give you my number.
Okay.
So we don't have to do email. You can direct text me the photo when it's done. I'll be back.
I can't wait. I'm so thrilled.
Me too.
Thank you for being here. This was delightful.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all your hard work.
Annalise puts in the work.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say your name, so how would anyone know I was talking to you? I just turned to you and
said it. Sounded like you were being very sincere again to me.
It's just so lovely to you.
Like
I just love
just
you
forgotten
so
everything.
Much. What a treat.
Listener, you can tell the podcast is over and you're screaming for it to keep going, but I've got to put an end to this. We've got to have boundaries between you and me, so I'm ending the podcast. I love you. Goodbye. I Said No Gifts is an Exactly Right production. It's produced by our dear friend Annalise Nelson, and it's beautifully mixed by Ben Tolliday. And we couldn't do it without our guest booker, Patrick Kottner. The theme song, of course, could only come from miracle worker Amy Mann. You must follow the show on Instagram at I Said No Gifts. I don't want to hear any excuses. That's where you get to see pictures of all these gorgeous gifts I'm getting. And don't you want to see pictures of the gifts?
But I invited you here. Thought I made myself perfectly clear. When you're a guest in my home, you gotta come to me empty-handed. I said no gifts, your presence is presence enough. And I already had too much stuff. So how do you dare disobey?
Follow I Said No Gifts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I really don't care. Just don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, rate and review the show. It's the least you can do. It really is. It's the bare minimum. Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase I Said No Gifts merch. What a wonderful way to support the show. Support the show!